You're listening to another Racket Rock Actual Play. We'd like to thank our Patreon backers, starting with Michael Drescher.
Oi, Harkin! The amazing Amanda Denon.
Chatos.
Mike.
Stephen Vest.
Yodlet.
Me.
Michael Davis.
And insert quest here. Thank you all for supporting us.
If you like...
Sorry. Fucking dick.
Dickhead. If you'd like to support us on Patreon... Fuck. If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/ragnardrock. That's patreon.com/ragnardrock. Every donation really helps, so thank you.
All right. They jump out of the shadows and attack. Roll initiative.
What do you say?
Burden. They jump out of the shadows. Roll initiative.
He wants you to pass him the Book of Shadows.
Did you say we
turn up your hearing aids? He said roll initiative.
Thank you.
Shadows?
No, just roll your dice, you old farts.
Did I ever tell you why I carry this onion?
Oh, boy.
I can't. My arthritis. Don't worry, wheelchair, Jim. I'll roll for ya.
All right, then tell me what you got. Oh, look.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
It's Chris.
Chris.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Like a spring chicken, my friend. Wait a minute, he's still so young.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for noticing.
How did you escape the ravages of age?
Oh, well, I mean, I've been siphoning your life force.
What?
You guys didn't think it was weird that you aged so much in the last year?
I'm so excited, his heart's failing. Oh well.
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the nerdpocalypse.
And we are recording.
And here we go.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another Ragnarok Spooktacular! Actual play spectacular. Spooktacular.
I think it works
play?
In either order.
Whatever. It's a nice
actual play.
Oh, yes. That's the way.
Yeah, that is it.
There you go.
Our spooktactual play. Tonight we're playing Fiasco. This playset is called Candy Apples and Razor Blades by David Welsh. So here's the score. Fallen leaves litter the streets of the small New England town of Hunter Hill, more commonly known to those who drive past the vandalized welcome sign as Haunted Hill. Halloween is here. Children ready their costumes for a night of tricks and treats. Teenagers arm themselves with toilet paper and eggs, and the adults drink themselves stupid at the annual Halloween ball. The carnival rolled into town. Something strange is going on at the abandoned mansion. Curio shops sell mysterious artifacts at an irresistible price and an unimaginable cost. Tonight is a perfect night for Halloween hijinks and horror in the town of Haunted Hill. So movie night is Hocus Pocus, Trick or Treat, Fright Night, and Creep Show.
Just so we all remember the name of the town.
One word.
No, well...
Not anymore, it's not.
Yep. Now it's two.
All right.
So now you can turn this dial off.
All right. So, our dramatis personae tonight. Chris is fixing his laptop. I am Alex. I am playing Sheriff Jacob Prendergast. And I am rivals with Chris. And we have a witch's spell book between us. Or I do. I have a witch's spell book. And Ryan's my deputy.
Yeah, we'll get to me in a bit.
Okay, then I'm playing Professor Algobats. I'm the angry scientist, not the mad scientist. I teach at the school where Sheriff
Hill
Jacob...
What's
is it, the high or is it the junior high?
High school.
Okay.
Hunter Hill High School.
Yeah.
At Hunter Hill High School.
Hunter High.
Where I was at one point Sheriff Jacob Prendergast's teacher, and I failed him twice. And now I am his son, J.J. Prendergast's teacher, and he is my number one student.
And that leads to me. Good evening.
I'm James. I'll be playing J.J. Prendergast, the sheriff's son and the most favorite teacher pet of...
Professor Teacher's Pet of the Year.
Yeah, Professor Abibats. I am very, very much hated throughout the community because I am the sheriff's son and the teacher's pet. So I am favored both in school and out of school. And I had somewhere else I was going to go with this. Also because of their rivalry, they each try to keep me on their side. So I'm I am pampered. Very, very much so. And I have a pet who happens to be a very super intelligent pet. We will get to that right now.
Which brings me to me. Hi, everybody. I am Ryan. Tonight I'm going to be portraying JJ's dog and Sheriff Prendergast's number one deputy, Deputy Scraps McWoof. I was enchanted by the sheriff to be an intelligent dog. I can talk, but only to certain people, including the sheriff and his son. Mm. I am gifted my super intelligence for a dog by a gem, an enchanted gem that I wear in my collar, and I am a German Shepherd. I go by Scraps.
Scraps McWoof. Okay, so I guess I will start.
Or Deputy Scraps.
Yeah. No, Deputy McWoof.
Deputy McWoof.
Yeah. So I'm going to start. It's October 30th right now. And the Sheriff Prendergast is on patrol with Deputy McWoof in the passenger seat.
Deputy McWoof has a sheriff's hat on and mm-hmm. sunglasses.
You probably also have like a vet, like a dog vest.
Yeah, I do.
It has like sheriff on it, and it has like one of those little names. It has a little name tag that says McWoof.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've decided I'm going to call you Scrap McWoofs.
Whoops.
Tomorrow's the night, Scraps.
Yep. Hell night, Sheriff.
Yeah, that's right.
We ready this year?
Well, I sure hope so. All the other deputies are on high alert. Gonna make sure we crack down on any toilet papers or eggs. Keep this community safe while everyone's down partying at the Halloween ball.
Damn right.
Then an egg hits your windshield.
An egg hits the windshield.
I saw that! I saw that! It was that kid! Go get that kid! Get
crazy.
Stop in the name of the law!
The windows rolled down, so you just jump out and run after them.
I'll tear out your throat!
Alright, easy, Scrap. Easy. Easy.
Thanks, Chief. I let my animal nature get the better of myself sometimes, but...
It's all right. So...
It's all right. Just let go of his leg.
You kids think it's funny to throw eggs at a police cruiser?
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Deputy McWoof here doesn't seem to think it's so funny.
I want to bite his nuts off, Chief. I want to bite his nuts off.
Easy, McWoof.
Can everyone hear him or just you?
No. Okay. I think it's our family can hear him, basically. So, easy, McWoof. So, you probably hear, like, growling and barking. But I just pat him. Easy, McWoof.
Right enough.
Easy, McWoof.
Just one testicle. Just the right one. Just to show who's boss.
So, I need you boys to go clean that car off.
Yeah, and are you going to make us?
Well, if you don't, I'm going to let Deputy McWoof here do what he wants. And then I'm going to arrest you and call your parents to have them come pick you up in jail.
My parents are dead now.
Well, then I'm going to resurrect them and tell them what a disappointment their son is. Now, get to it.
Okay, officer.
That's Sheriff.
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 Sheriff. But.
Sheriff is party pooper.
So. You hear us.
No, that's it. They're disrespecting the law.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Kids are going to be kids. They're cleaning it up. That's the important part.
I want to bite their throats.
No, don't bite their throats.
That's like whoops a lot.
All right, you kids get home. I don't want to see you out on the streets tomorrow.
I just kind of run off.
Yeah.
You didn't confiscate our eggs.
This is a preview for tomorrow night. Whoops. I think it's going to be a hell of a night.
I'm ready, Chief. I'm ready to bite off testicles and chew out throats.
Well, hopefully it's not going to come to that, but good to know that you're ready in case it calls for it.
I gotta piss, Chief. I gotta piss real bad. I'm gonna go piss over here.
Go piss.
Hey, I pissed here before. I can smell it.
Hey, someone else pissed in my spot.
Who pissed in my spot? Who pissed in my spot? It was you. I start barking at the dog like a tiny, tiny little dog in a house. You son of a bitch! I'll kill you! You pissed in my spot!
So as Wolf's finishes up, the Sheriff Prendergast looks up. And sees mysterious lights flying across the sky. Oh, Scraps, look at that!
What the hell is that, Chief? What the hell is that? I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it, Chief.
It's daytime where you can notice it, right? So it's like...
Oh, no. I thought it was night.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it's...
Did you... okay, sorry.
Unless you want to say it's...
Maybe it's the sun setting. The sun is setting.
Sure.
Yeah, getting close to... Yeah, duskish.
I don't know, Wolves. I think we might have to consult the book.
You think the book has the answers, Chief?
The book always has the answers. Scraps.
I like the smell of that book, Chief. You're going to have to let me smell it.
I'll let you smell the book. Don't worry.
Oh, boy. I love smelling that book.
I know you love smelling the
love
book.
Love smelling that book.
You love smelling everything. All right. Back in the car. Whoops. We're getting out of here.
Yeah, Chief. On duty. On duty. I'll kill you later.
Ooh, the seat back here smells good. Love smelling the seat.
All right, so they drive off. I'm going to give this die to my deputy. Scraps the glove.
Thanks, Chief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no problem.
Pleasure working with you.
It's an honor and a privilege.
Squirrel! Yeah. There's a kid on a bike, Chief. There's a kid on a bike. Hey, you! On the bike! You're on a bike! I don't like bikes. I don't understand them. Where did you get those wheels?
Give me that rubber. Rubber.
Yeah, they're making fun of you, Gracie. They're a whole species.
Just a little bit.
It's okay. You deserve it. Okay. Chris, you're up.
All right.
Can I have that fruity punch?
Should we be doing something like after class, and then we don't like eventually have
science to... club?
Yeah.
Ooh, astrology club.
Astrology.
Astronomy.
Astronomy club.
Yeah. Astrology is more his thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you're the anti-astrology club.
Actually, this is why your horoscope is bullshit.
Yeah. The anti-astrology club.
Here is a Pisces.
That's wrong.
No, yeah. When were you born? I don't know. The only one I know is mine. When were you born? June. You know, does that make you a Gemini? Yes, it does. No, it doesn't!
It's actually 13.
Means you were born in fucking June.
Turns out that doesn't mean anything. Remember when I made you all read your horoscopes and you all said it applied to you? But they were all the same horoscope. You bunch of... Calm down. 2, 3, 4...
Dr. Prendergast, I want to have a conference with you about your... Dr. Algobatz. I want to discuss your pedagogical methods. You seem to be very angry. None of the students come out of your classroom crying.
Well, those kids need to toughen up. It's a tough world out there.
Right, well, maybe...
And I'll ask you not to interrupt my anti-astrology club again.
Right.
Me and JJ over here and...
Are you the principal?
Yeah,
Prince.
Me and JJ are having a great meeting with Timmy here.
All right, Timmy, do you want to stay?
It's Jimmy.
Jimmy.
I'm only here because they said there'd be snacks. There aren't any snacks.
All right.
The snacks are for your mind. Your mind is learning. It's eating. You're learning about how Geminis are bull sugar.
Yeah, but I want a moon pie. I don't want to...
Why would you want a moon pie when we can look at the moon?
Can you eat the moon?
Well, it's not made of cheese.
Well, then that's why I want a moon pie.
All right,
I'm out of here. You losers have fun.
I guess carry on with your meeting, Professor Algobatz.
Don't you forget it. I'm kidding you, damn it.
Yeah, I know.
Comes up pretty often.
Eventually, your file will reach a critical mass, and then on that day, you will be fired.
You can't fire me. You can send me to the teacher's lounge all day, but you can't fire me.
They just don't respect your way of thinking.
They never do. They never do.
And nobody just understands that, you know, your signs don't mean shit.
See, that's not true, because you understand.
I'm picturing the principal walks out, and next door is the astrology club, and the room is packed. And like, everyone's like got like star charts and talking about how their sign, you know, their sign.
Yeah. We're in here doing real science. Pound.
I figure we're outside in the field looking at the stars.
See that? Doesn't mean shit.
See,
let's teach you some real things. See, that's the North Star. You can find North with that.
What the hell? Which one's the scales? Libra?
Maybe.
I don't know that much about it.
Nah, I was about to say, because originally the scales weren't there. They just they reduced the Scorpio's claws and made the scales out of that. So originally there were only like maybe half as many zodiacs, and then there's like 1,500 more that are not part of our constellation.
So that's what I was.
And don't forget
you.
The 13th one.
Yeah, the 13th one.
Battlestar.
There actually is a 13th zodiac, which is apparently for now, for this time period, that adds on to it, but nobody acknowledges it.
I was joking, because in Battlestar,
yeah, I know.
That's why Collins were named after that zodiac.
So you guys are looking up at the heavens when there are several inexplicable winking lights. That flash across the sky.
Hey, Professor?
Did you see that?
Yeah, do you know what that could be?
Yes, I know exactly what it must be. They're answering.
Who's answering?
I don't know yet, but I've been beaming the same message into space for years. To any advanced civilizations out in the cosmos, please help. I'm trapped on a planet of idiots. Finally, they're coming to save me, and you too.
I would hope so. So anyone could have picked the signal up, is what you're saying, or did you send it so only a certain person can decode it?
No, I've been beaming it everywhere.
Ah,
just out in space.
No,
it's so big and empty. I needed to maximize my chances of hitting a friendly face.
Okay, yeah. So you didn't send it like any encryption or anything on it. You just sent out a straight blank message. They come here and save me.
I figured they don't speak English, so it's going to be hard enough to decode anyway.
Ah, okay. So anybody could have picked this message up and came down.
Certainly, that's my hope.
So even somebody that's not friendly could have gotten this message and came down.
Why would they come? I said it was a planet full of idiots.
Yeah, no, your way of thinking is spot on as always, Professor.
I know. Anyway, I have to get back to my lab and decode the code that they're coding at us.
Yeah, I'm going to go and head home now and see if my dad may know anything about this. Because Circus is in town, maybe it's searchlights.
Your dad knows nothing about this.
No.
Your dad is going to say it's Venus moving through the fourth. Who cares?
Just some swamp gas light acting off Venus.
The astrology teacher opens the window. Look, children, it's Venus moving through the fourth celestial sphere. And the packed room full of astrology club members are like, ooh.
Don't listen to him, he's a hack, children! A hack!
Professor, I could see steam coming out of your ears.
Your aura is very dark, Dr. Algobads.
How could you tell? I'm outside. That's because you just want it to be dark. It's bullshit and you know it.
One of the students goes, you're right, he's definitely an Aries.
I don't have to stand here and take this. I'm going home.
Alright, Professor, when you get home and you figure more out about this, call me immediately.
Absolutely. 100%.
I need to head home.
I feel like your character is Rick Sanchez crossed with Louis Black.
Okay.
My turn.
Yep.
I think my faithful companion is going to meet me and he's going to walk me home.
Okay.
So maybe we're driving by the school, and you see JJ like walking out.
Chief, well, JJ, it's JJ. We gotta pick up JJ. We're here.
Scraps, I hear you.
You should jump out of the moving car.
Yeah. JJ Scraps runs up to you and just and kisses.
How you doing, Scraps?
Oh, it's good. I'm good. Chief's gonna let me smell the book. He's gonna let me smell the book.
Yeah. I'm glad he is. Did you get any of those? There's terrible rodents today. Those evil squirrels.
Oh, those no. One of them got away from me, and somebody pissed in my spot, JJ.
Oh,
somebody pissed in my spot.
I can't believe somebody pissed in your spot.
I'll kill him. I'm gonna kill him.
You know what?
I was on duty.
How's that happen?
I'm on duty. I'm the sheriff's deputy. I can't be killing everybody.
You have lots of responsibilities when you got that badge on.
Wait a second. JJ, you smell like the enemy. You smell like the enemy.
I haven't been around anybody. I've been here. I've been in this field. So if I smell like the enemy, I am sorry.
Chief, he's around here. Chief, you gotta give him a parking ticket.
Enemy? Parking ticket? Oh.
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
Professor Algobats.
Chief, he's nearby, Chief.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, we just noticed that, and he points up to the...
Yeah, at first I thought it was swamp gas reflecting off Venus, but that doesn't sound right, so we're going to go check the book.
He's
going to bring out the book, JJ. Can you get the book?
That's what I was hoping that we'd go do, because he has been also sending messages into space... And thinks it's somebody returning to answer his call. Either way,
we should. All right, hop in, kid.
JJ, I want to sit in your lap, JJ.
Can I sit in your lap?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Sit
in your lap.
Don't crush my nuts.
I'm picturing a small boy with a giant
dog
in the back of a police car.
What's over there? Oh, God.
I'll crack the window for you. Here you go. You can smell outside now.
So many smells.
Just try not to drool all over the window as much.
There's just nose prints everywhere. Yeah, it's been late. We pull up at home. All right, everybody out. I open the door because it's a police cruiser.
Yeah.
The child lock is on.
Catch a
criminal lock.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. The criminal lock. Just some kids who decided to throw eggs at the cruiser.
I want to tear out the throats, JJ. I stopped myself.
Yeah.
It was a good dog.
It's a good thing you... Yeah, very good dog. It's a good thing you didn't do that yet. Wait until they do something really heinous.
I'm a deputy. Deputy good dog.
Yes. That's right. You're deputy good dog.
I get to wear the hat.
Only good dogs get to wear that.
So, Pops, do you think this has to do with what, you know, the professor has done? Or do you think this might have to be, you know, because of the time of the year?
Well, I need to consult the book, but obviously it's some sort of alignment of the spheres causing an increase in energy for All Hallows' Eve. I thought, you know, it would be obvious...
Yeah, nothing to do with the circus being in town.
What? You keep bringing up the circus. What, you want to go to the circus or something?
Yeah, I did. But, you know.
Well, tomorrow's Halloween, so you know the rules. You stay in.
Yeah, not like I can go out anyway.
Exactly.
I get covered in egg and shaving cream. Kind of hard being the sheriff's son.
You know the rules. You stay here and make sure those brats only take one candy bar each from the bowl.
Yes, yes. One.
You must be very thoughtful.
All right. You go watch. I'm going to go check the book. You start making dinner.
He's going to check the book. Dinner. Book. Book or dinner. Book or dinner. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Why don't you go smell the book, and then you come and help me make dinner.
Yeah, come on, Scratch. You want to smell the book?
I want to smell the book.
All right, come on.
Can I smell the book?
So Sheriff Jacob Brent goes into the back room where his office is. And there's a gun safe in the office. He puts in the combination and opens it up. Oh, hello, Gracie.
You were talking about good dog. Am I a dog?
Yes, you're a good dog, Gracie. And then he like pulls out like a secret shelf behind it. And there's a book, like a light.
You
should,
not like a secret shelf. You just kind of wave your hand and like the shelf disappears.
Oh yeah. I wave my hand, the shelf disappears, and floating there is this book.
Scraps is like light. Scraps is like all up in your business, like jumping up and
God damn Scraps.
Let me see the book. Let me see the book.
Can you smell it? Alright. Sheriff grabs the book, and as he pulls it out, there's like an ethereal moan, like for a second. There you go. Smell the book.
Oh my God, it smells interesting. It smells interesting. It smells like the dead place. It smells like the grave.
Yeah, that's because it's bound in human flesh.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe the pages are made of human vellum, so.
I want to hump it.
No.
It's written in sadness.
No humping the book, Scraps. Mm. Now, go help JJ make dinner.
Dinner!
When you go downstairs, I'm on the phone.
Hey, Scraps, Professor. Scraps, just like...
Did you figure out anything more about your signal?
Definitely some sort of coded message. It's repeating, but I don't know what it says yet.
All right. It's
not Morse code, but
well, it's definitely not the circus.
No, of course not. Why do you keep talking about the circus? You want to go to the circus?
Yes, I did.
Well, I'm not your father.
JJ, you want to go to the circus?
I want to go to the circus?
Oh boy, the circus.
I can't bring you to the circus. You and clowns are just not friends, and then you go and try and talk to all the circus animals, and then
clowns,
you tell
where?
Me...
Where?
Everything that they did, and it's really depressing.
I want to hump the elephants, JJ.
I know
you want to hump the elephants.
I know you want to hump the elephants, but, it's just not... It's not a good thing for you to be doing. They're like 15 times your size.
Yeah. Okay. No humping the elephants. Got it.
What do you think the lights are?
Lights? Lights are bad. Lights are scary. I bark at them.
Did you give him color sight, or is he still black and white?
I just made him talk.
I keep him away. I keep him safe.
I quit while he was head. Yeah, boosted his intelligence.
I'm a good dog. Deputy good dog. Good dog. Yes, you wear the hat.
This must have been a pretty dumb dog to start with, I guess.
Hey, you work with what you got.
Yeah. He was my favorite pet. And did you extend his life, or just intelligence? Right. Just. Yeah. So you just gonna protect the house from whatever comes?
Yeah.
What if it's both?
Both what?
Like, what if the professor and my dad are right? What if it's something from another realm? Or, you know, what if dad finds something in the book that says it's something else?
You mean, like, demons and aliens?
Yeah.
I think I can bark at both. Keep you safe. Yes. Keep you safe. Keep them away.
You can definitely bark at both. You definitely need to keep me safe from both.
Don't like demons. Don't like aliens.
Wait, what?
Don't like demons or aliens.
I thought you said don't like humans. I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, you realize, me, man, human.
Yeah. Especially over here. Yeah, from under the table.
Trying to think of where to go from here.
Just start making dinner.
Scraps wanders over to his dog bowl and, like, sniffs it. Dinner.
Dinner. JJ, dinner.
Oh,
dinner.
Yes.
Let's make dinner.
Yeah, I'm making dinner for me and Pops, but I didn't forget you. And I pull out a nice piece of meat and throw
it. Oh, boy. Meat.
Don't tell Dad.
That was a bomb.
He doesn't like when I give you meat. He says it gives you stinky dog farts.
I'm going to be riding in the back seat tomorrow.
Yeah. Now that I've eaten the meat, I have to admit, he's right.
It's true, but it's so good.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And water.
No.
I'm going to just refill the bowl while you're drinking.
I'm sorry, Gracie. This is not how I really feel about dogs.
Gracie's just like a tasty pig's ear.
So insulted here.
No, she's just kind of staring at us, wagging her tail. I don't think she's that insulted.
No.
I think she's just feeding off of your positive energy as a good dog.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a good dog, too.
I'm also a good dog.
They keep talking about good dogs. They're talking about me. Oh, look, I can join in.
Yep.
I'm the good dog.
I'm a Gracie person.
No chips.
So I guess I start making dinner for me and Pops then. And I throw you a pig's ear.
Yeah.
You distracted.
I wanted to get Gracie a pepper costume for Halloween. So that way she'd be a jalapeno pupper.
Oh, that would be a toy. Yeah.
They don't make them.
Huh. Well, sounds like the sort of thing they would make.
Nope, they're not as clever as I am.
Yeah.
All right, so that didn't really end.
Well, James is cooking dinner.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he already got the die, right? Doesn't he give it away?
No,
that's the one you gave
him.
Right.
He gave that to him.
I think it ended well because you basically figured out what's going on.
Yeah.
Or it's the carnival.
Or it's the carnival.
Which no one took me to.
No.
Well, yeah, carnival.
You know what?
You were a good dog.
I think, I think maybe that did end badly for you because...
No one took you to the carnival.
No one took me to the carnival. Your father is too busy, like, looking up ancient eldritch lore, and your surrogate father is like, no, fuck you, I'm going to my lab.
I'm not your father.
That was kind
no
of...
No one is.
We're both too busy arguing with each other to pay any attention to you. Yeah, you're right. That's not such a great ending.
Good thing you got scraps.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're stuck with a dog who's just the dumbest dog.
Well, no, he's the smartest dog. But, you know, he's a god among ants.
Yeah. So I think for my scene, I'm going to establish, like, a flashback.
Ooh.
To when Scraps was a puppy. There's this, he's gnawing on the pig's ear, and then just, can't get it so chewy. So, yeah. And then he just, like, bolts upright and stares off into the middle distance. And we rapidly push into his face, and we pull out, and we see this little German Shepherd pup, whose paws are, like, three times too big for his body. He's got a huge head, and he's like in a kennel somewhere with a bunch of other dogs.
Hmm.
Pups for sale, or given away. It doesn't matter. Somebody take these pups from me. My bitch had way too many. Bitches have big litters.
And there's the sheriff and his son are walking by.
Oh, Daddy, a puppy!
I don't know. That's a lot of responsibility.
Oh, come on. I can take care of him. I mean, I don't really do much else except, you know, study. I could really use a companion, Dad.
All right, go see if one of them likes you.
I say this works out well for you because you come to home with us and get blessed with intelligence. Yes.
So we see from your perspective.
Yeah.
Little JJ runs up and is like, that one, and points right at you.
We see from my perspective, a giant tongue just comes up from the bottom of the frame and licks your entire head.
Definitely want this one. Look at the size of his paws. He's going to be a big dog, Daddy.
Yeah, he is. All right.
I need a big dog, Daddy.
What do you want to call him?
Woof. McWoof.
McWoof?
Yeah.
You can't just call him McWoof. That sounds like a last name.
Now about Scraps.
Scraps McWoof.
Yeah, Scraps McWoof.
Scraps, like, starts panting, and you see what he looks back and nips at his tail, and his tail is wagging furiously. He loves it.
I guess he likes it.
Yeah.
All right, so that's Scraps McWoof.
You want to come over with us, Scraps?
And in this giant tongue.
I don't want to seem like he knows what you're saying.
Do you have the book yet? Or do you think or is this before that happened?
What if we keep going with it? Like, we'll flash forward a little bit, and, like, Scraps messed on the floor.
Yeah.
No, bad dog. And you like, push my face into it, and I'm just sad.
I wish I could teach you not to keep doing this.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I told you I forgot to let him out. I fell asleep in my notebook.
All right, JJ, clean this up. I have to go check something. And the sheriff walks into his study and closes the door. And a second later, you hear the...
There's this... you see underneath the door, there's like this green light.
And like shifting green light.
I always wonder what he's doing in there. Don't you want your scraps?
Why does it smell like brimstone?
Daddy, why does it smell like rotten eggs?
then it flash forwards again.
And you just got this collar with a giant glowing green gemstone in it.
All right, Scraps. If anything, this will at least stop you from shitting all over my floor. Put the collar on him.
What? Oh my God, I'm going to die one day.
Okay. Too much. I take the collar off. Flash forwards again. There's a collar with a smaller gem. Alright. I think I got it right this time. First one was too big, last one was too small. I think this one's okay. And I put the collar on.
What? JJ, let's go play.
Dad?
Let's go play, get the ball. Get the ball, I want to play. JJ, I want to play. Come and play with me, JJ.
Dad?
JJ, play with
me. Dad, why is the dog talking?
Well, you see, son, a few years ago I found this ancient magical witch's spell book that's full of all sorts of arcane lore and knowledge. And after Scrap shit on the floor a few weeks ago and I got tired of cleaning it up, I thought if only I could make him learn, so I checked the book and I found the spell to give an animal intelligence.
JJ, I found a sock,
yeah,
JJ.
That's
under the bed.
Yeah, that was the sock I was missing.
I'm gonna eat it.
And see this? It's in the middle of the book, which is only middle evil.
So only we can hear him talk, or other enlightened people. I don't know what that means. But yeah, he could talk. He's smarter than the average dog now.
Oh, that's actually quite interesting. At least now, when I'm talking to him and he barks back at me, I can understand what he's trying to convey.
Exactly.
To me. And, you know, maybe give me some loving, reassuring, you know.
Right, well, you have fun with that. I have to go to work. Hey, Scraps. You want a job?
Job? Oh boy, yeah. What's a job?
You want to be a good boy?
Yeah, I want to
be. You
want to be
a deputy?
A deputy, yeah. I don't know what it is, but I want to be it. I want
to
be it.
Okay, well, you come with me to the police station. We're going to make you the cutest little deputy.
Oh boy. I'm going to be the cutest deputy.
All right, come on, Deputy McWoof.
I sound important. JJ, I sound important.
You're very important.
I'm a very important dog. A good dog.
And you know what? Good dogs get to wear the hat.
The hat. There's just, you put the deputy hat on him, and he's just like awestruck.
It has little cutouts for his ears.
I'm wearing the hat. JJ, I'm wearing the hat.
You're definitely a deputy good dog.
This is the happiest moment of my life. I peed a little. God damn it.
All right, that went well.
And I'm going to give it to my master.
Yay.
Okay. So I'm going to establish it's not a flashback. I think it's probably like an hour later. JJ has made dinner and it's been sitting on the table getting cold.
There's just an empty seat where you should be with a full plate of food.
Yeah.
That or McWoofs has eaten all the food.
No, he's a good deputy.
I'm a good deputy.
That's true.
But he's definitely constantly getting close to the table. And then sits
down. Hey. Oh, okay, sorry.
I'm a good deputy.
So I figure like JJ picks up the plate and like goes into the room. As you get closer, you can see the ethereal green light like shifting and waving from under the door. And you go up and you knock and you go, "Dad?" And the light just like gets sucked back in. Yeah? What?
Dinner?
What time? Oh, jeez. Oh, sorry. You hear a sigh in reverse. Oh, back. And then the closing and the gun cabinet. All right, yeah, what you make? Oh, wow, looks good.
It's kind of cold.
Yeah, sorry about that. I kind of got lost in there.
Any new information?
It's definitely a conjunction of the spheres. Those lights are the mystical forces of nature reacting to an alignment of the planets. And if we're not careful, it could tear a hole in reality.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
So not a good thing to have happen.
No, but if I can make spell bags and leave them in strategic areas around town, it should nullify enough of the energy to stop reality from tearing open.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, just one little town's going to save the whole world.
Why not? I'm going to pop this in the microwave and eat. I need you to go outside and catch me 15 toads.
Scraps! We got a job!
Yeah?
Yeah, Scraps.
Yeah.
Go with JJ.
Okay.
Keep him safe.
Protect you. I'm going to protect you. Stay behind me.
We gotta get toads.
Toads! I want to eat them.
Yeah, no, you can't eat a toad. They're not good for dogs to eat. You need to help me find them.
Okay.
Can you do that? Can you be a good boy and help me find them?
Smell a toad.
Let's go get them. Let's go get a boy.
Don't forget your toad satchel. All
right. I just take it off the coat rack.
And your toad gigging hole.
I said the toad satchel. Oh.
Sorry, this is the new satchel.
Alright, so Sheriff pops his dinner into the microwave, and as it's cooking, walks back to his study and closes the door, and then a moment later you see the lights back on under the door as he continues and is absorbed in the witch's spell book. Alright, yeah, I got a bad die. I'm gonna give that to Chris.
Yeah, now I got two bad
knock on the door.
It's been 2 days. We missed Halloween. How was that a bad ending for you?
I'm addicted to my spell book.
I guess so.
I'm distant from my family.
Yeah,
I missed dinner.
That's true.
That's the worst part.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to reheat my dinner again. It's just not gonna taste good. It's gonna get dry.
Yeah. Ugh.
Jacob!
What?
Hear me.
Yes, I hear you all the time.
Have you considered my offer?
Not yet.
I only need a vessel for but a day. And then I will give you power and riches beyond your wildest dreams, Jacob.
But why JJ?
Because he is of the ripe age. His blood calls out to me, Jacob. His flesh sings to me.
No, I can't. I can't. Close the book.
Then you shall have none of your answers.
Stupid. Witch. Stupid Faustian bargains.
Eric's favorite bargains.
That's true.
Alright. It's your turn, Krizzus.
Alright. So, I think it's way too late for a teacher to be calling a student. But that's what I'm going to be doing.
I told you to call me the second you found the answer.
Yes. And it's way too late for a high school child to be outside hunting toads. But that's what you are doing. So, JJ, you get the ring, ring, blah, blah. Listen, I think I figured out something about the orbs.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah. They're trying to merge together to create a portal to let the beings through.
That doesn't sound any more pleasant than... Yeah, no, that doesn't sound any more pleasant than the universe fracturing.
No, this is great. They're coming to save us.
Well, wouldn't a portal that would let things through also pull things in?
No. Well... Alright, that's a good point. I'll have to do some more research on it, but I'm pretty sure it'll merge, and it's not going to be like sucking things through. It's just going to be a door that you could walk through, not like a vacuum.
Ah, okay, so...
And, you know, we could go through it, and things could come through to us, and most importantly, things can come through to us.
Yeah, yeah, and save us from the stupidity.
Exactly. So what I think I have to do is go around to key strategic points in the town. And I have to leave these magnets, which are going to attract the orbs, together.
Yeah.
And then open the portal.
Okay, all right. So once you figure out where those strategic locations are, you let me know, and I'll help you place them.
That sounds perfect. What are you doing right now?
I'm doing some work for my dad right now.
Right now? It's... Oh, my God. It's 3 a.m.
Yeah, it's really important. It has to be done right now. I mean, it's Halloween's tomorrow. Well, tonight.
Halloween is now. It's 3 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, the whole, you know, parties and costumes and...
Yes, later in the evening.
I was about to say, oh, we should say Halloween is on Friday the 13th.
It doesn't work like that.
It could.
But maybe it's like a Friday or Saturday night, so it's like extra... Yeah. Kids are going to be out even more. Anyway, continue. Sorry.
Yeah, I forget what I was saying. Something about magnets.
It's so late for a kid to be out.
Oh, it's so late for a kid to be out, I think. I don't know. I was never quite a good parent.
Pass me the fruit and punch in your face.
Well, you're definitely a great teacher.
I know.
Sorry.
James wasn't expecting that.
I was not, and then I choked on my sandwich.
All right, so listen, while you're out there, if you happen to come across any iron...
Iron.
I need to make magnets.
Okay. Yeah.
Or magnets, if you come across magnets, of course.
Like legit magnets or like fridge magnets?
No, not like... Well, I guess if you come across a lot of fridge magnets, I could probably condense them into one big magnet, but... I'm going to need quite a few... Any magnets. Yeah, okay, any magnets. Any magnets.
I'll keep an eye out for magnet.
I think iron will be more useful.
But whatever you do, magnetite. Don't let them touch toads.
The one thing the one thing I have to make sure, don't let any reptiles, anything a little slimy touch it. They need to be dry magnets.
Yeah.
So if you find them in a swamp, forget it.
No swamp magnets.
No swamp magnets. Well, no swamp iron.
I happen to be at the Haunted Hill Swamp, so I'll not look here.
JJ, I found a toad.
Get out of the swamp and onto the hill.
Okay, yep. Good, Scraps. Good boy. No, don't eat it. Don't eat that. And you just hear the whole thing.
All right. Back to interpreting this message. So far... We are coming to destroy you. No, that couldn't be right.
They must have a different cultural interpretation of destroy.
Maybe this means enlightened. Yes.
A little window pops up on your screen. Install program from unknown source.
Oh, you think it's ending well for me?
Well, you got him to hunt you for magnets. Oh.
A program.
And you did figure out the message.
Yeah, but I didn't believe it.
Yeah.
I figured it out and then said, no, that couldn't be it, and then interpreted it wrong. Very wrong.
Mm. All right, fine. You're making a good case. There you go.
Install program? What is this, some sort of malware? I haven't been looking at any untoward websites recently. Well, actually, most people would probably consider them untoward. I haven't been looking at any pornographic websites. Why waste your time?
You close the tab that says mortuarytools.com.
Are you at you're at your house, not at the school?
Yeah, I'm in my lab. I think it's my garage, but I call it my lab. Because I don't have a car. Just ride my bike around.
Alga Bats! You keep making so much noise! Go to sleep! We're trying to sleep!
Shut up, Smith! Don't you understand? I'm saving me from you!
Well, save yourself and quiet, please!
I'm being plenty quiet. It's only 3 a.m. Oh. I should probably get my accustomed hour of sleep. All right, Smith, you win this round. I'm going to inject myself with my daily supply of nutrients and tranquilizer and pass out.
Good!
I don't think it's because of you.
I won't if it makes you stop making so much noise at 3 o'clock in the morning!
Smith, would you shut the fuck up? It's 3 o'clock in the morning and some people are trying to sleep.
That's right, listen to Jameson.
Are you one of those people who sleeps an hour every night and then sleeps 15 minutes every 3 hours? That's actually a thing that you can do. You sleep 1 hour a night, and then you sleep for 15 minutes every 3 hours the rest of the day.
There's like four types of those things where it's like if you take a half hour nap, like every like 2 hours or something, you take like a half hour nap, and then you don't have to sleep at all. It's just like,
I think whatever Professor Algobats is injecting himself with makes it so he only needs an hour of sleep. Okay. And probably wreaking hell on his lifespan. but he's doing it. So I think it can end with me injecting my arm with a strange... It's like the same shade of green that comes out from under the door for your book. But it's like a bubbly liquid. And I just eject it. And I go, well, it's time to... And then I pass out on the garage floor immediately. Needle still in my arm.
Can I add a detail?
Yes.
You pass out with your face on the keyboard and you hit enter.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing's just like downloading. And then there's like a moment where it starts pulling away from... The camera starts pulling away from the computer. And it's, you see... scanning, and it just starts accessing like websites and uploading the entire internet.
You see a flash of like a face or something like on the screen real quick.
All right, I give this away, so you can have your first one.
Yeah.
Aww.
Jimmy, Jimmy, Jam, Jam.
All right, I guess I'm setting the scene here.
I'm or resolving.
I don't know what I...
You're hunting for toads and iron / magnets. I don't know how many raw iron deposits we have. It's a New England town.
I think I'm just... All right, Scraps, will you stop eating the toads, please? We need some of them.
We would have been done with this already. If you could just stop eating the toads.
I'm sorry, JJ. It's late. Can we go home, please? I really would like to curl up on my bed and maybe hump the teddy bear.
Getting that thing for you is probably the best and worst thing we've probably done.
It squeaks. I like it.
Yeah, I know. I know. Especially when I'm trying to sleep and all of a sudden I hear squeak, squeak. Alright, we just gotta get two more toads. Just show me where they are. Don't chase them into the swamp.
Okay.
And if you smell any iron or magnet, I don't know if that has
I don't know
scent.
What those things smell like.
Neither do I. I don't. They probably do have a scent. I just don't know.
There's a toad over there.
Just point with your nose.
Okay.
I said point with your nose, not sniff with your nose.
It's over there.
Okay.
It's over there.
I scoop him into the bag. All right. I think this is enough. Did Dad say how many he needs?
15.
He needs 15.
Okay. We have 18. Alright, so we've been done for a while. So, we can go back and head to bed. But,
Wait. Trisha!
No, Trisha, you're back.
Trisha's the teddy bear. She squeaks. I like her.
So, all right.
Don't criticize our love.
So, Scraps, Dad thinks it's, a cataclysmic event that's going to shatter reality. And
that sounds bad.
Yeah. And
I'll bark at it. I'll keep you safe.
Yes, the professor thinks it's another life form coming to open a portal.
Also bad. Going to bark at it. Don't
care.
Do
you think both things are one and the same?
Both are bad.
Both bad, but do you think they're both doing the same thing, but on different fields? Like, one thinks it's magic, one thinks it's science, but it's... basically, the same end result.
Scientific magic. Sounds bad.
Yeah.
Sounds boring.
It does.
But also bad. Gonna bark at it.
Well, Dad's method is hopefully going to stop it, but the professor's method is going to help it open. And they both have to leave items in key locations.
Professor's the enemy. Gotta sniff him for drugs.
But what if both of them are making the case worse?
Don't worry, JJ. I'll protect you. I'll bark at whatever comes at you.
Hope so, Scraps.
I'll tear its balls off.
Yes. Yes. Tear everything off if you can. You have to just go for the balls.
Open it has balls. Gonna tear something off if it doesn't.
Right, the sun's coming up, so we have to get ready for tonight. And trying to stop a world cataclysmic event. Just two of us, because the other two, my dad and
the
professor, are just going to be counterintuitive.
JJ, hold up. Hey. I gotta take a shit.
Alright, just go over there. And I didn't bring any baggies.
You're in the swamp.
I know, but... You know. Oh, wait, my dad's the sheriff. He's not
going to You take nothing but photos. Leave nothing but photos.
I can't shit over there. This spot smells like it needs to be shit on.
Yeah. I have to shit right here.
I'm walking and... go ahead. Shit right there.
And
don't look at me. I'm not looking at you.
Why do you always look?
I'm not looking.
Okay, please stop looking.
You can look.
Wait, why aren't you looking?
JJ.
What?
Why aren't you looking?
Because I don't need to watch you take a poop. Just take a shit and go back.
JJ.
What?
It smells like meat farts.
Okay. I don't know if that ended badly or good.
I think it ended bad. It's 3 in the morning and he's in the swamp
and
smelling
it smells
meat
farts. Dog meat farts.
Yeah.
Also, if we ever play another Apocalypse World game, I'm totally naming my character Meat Farts.
That's wonderful. This is gonna go to my dad for sending me out in the fucking swamp in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Alright. So I'm gonna establish
Meat Fart.
So JJ comes home with Scraps in tow, and JJ like drops the sack of ribbiting toads in the kitchen.
In the toad bin.
There's actually a bin labeled toads. JJ...
I guess it'd be more of a cage.
No. It's like a big recycling bin.
Oh, okay. Labeled toads. I can't get out because it's too tall.
Yeah. And it's got a lid.
JJ starts to go up to bed.
It's fun to move.
Scraps goes over, follows him up, but like bounds up the stairs ahead of him, and settles down into his bed with Trisha, and like nuzzles up to his teddy bear. One of its arms is missing, and it's got like a ripped off button eye. And
it's a love hate relationship.
Yeah, things are very volatile between Scraps and Trisha.
Have you ever watched Walter on FX? Mm. Wilfred.
No.
I think I watched some of
them. He has a bear that he humps all the time, and it's like they're married. And sometimes he gets in fights with his bear.
I never watched that, but that's amazing.
That was the show with
Elijah Wood.
Yeah, and it was a guy in a dog costume. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a weird show.
That was weird.
It was good. It was weird. Anyway.
I'm going on with my establishing a little bit long, but JJ falls instantly asleep, and the sun is rising, but there's just as Scraps is about to fall asleep, there's this eerie green, like preternatural light that comes in through the window, and Scraps starts to like bare his teeth and bark, and then he vanishes.
No,
oh boy.
So I was thinking we could use this scene to like establish who the alien demons are and what they might want.
Okay.
Okay. So where does Scraps find himself?
Scraps finds himself in a black space. Well, keep it mysterious, though, okay. If they're aliens or demons.
Or both.
It's very dark, but there's glowing kind of, like, off in the distance, and you're, like, in the middle of a sphere.
Mm. Oh, I don't like this. I don't like this. Chief, where are you, Chief? Where am I?
Silence, Earthling.
Who are you? Who are you? I'll tear your balls off. Do you have balls?
We have no balls.
Oh, my God.
We deem this the smartest creature on this planet.
It is the only one of its kind. It is unique.
Most unique.
You let me go. You let me go. I have to protect JJ. I have to protect him. I swore. I'm a good dog. I'm a good deputy. Good dogs get to wear the hat.
Yes, and you'll get to wear your hat.
Tell us about this JJ.
He's just about the best friend I've ever had. He feeds me meat. He gives me pig's ears.
Is he important?
Yes. He's the most important person in the world.
Thank you for going there, Ryan. That was hoping for.
So, JJ is the most important person in the world.
Yes. Yes, by far. More important than even the chief. That's why I have to protect him. I have to be a good dog.
See, this is why we chose this one.
He has insight.
Yes.
But he's a good dog.
I'm a good dog.
A very good dog.
A good dog.
Good dog.
There's just a chorus of whisper. Good dog, good dog. It's just like spreading out.
The camera pans out. Like Dolly's out revealing this immense like blackness with a glowing sphere in the middle of it. And Scraps is just sitting there wagging his tail. I'm a good dog.
Alright. That ended poorly for you.
Yes, it did. I guess I'm gonna give this to. Yeah, I gotta.
Alright.
I don't know. I feel like it should end very badly for the two of us.
It has to end well for James.
Yeah.
I could see Scraps dying to save JJ.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Alright, so we roll. That's tilt time.
Yep. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
course. It's black.
One way.
Oh, no. 11, 12, 13 black.
So, Chris and James.
14 black.
Do the tilt.
All right.
Well, white. You guys
so, roll the rest.
And these two, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, you do those.
Okay. Mix them up.
Yeah.
So those are your dice to pick from.
I'm rolling lots of sixes lately.
Yeah.
You should go to Vegas.
I don't know how to gamble, so I wouldn't even know what I'm rolling if it's going
to
be.
Well, you can play craps. You have to roll 7 or 11. So 6 is part of those numbers.
Just find a crowded table and you roll the dice. And everyone around you gets excited.
You did well. Or actually, no, before you roll, just like watch a few times and see what happens.
See when people get excited.
Yeah.
Okay, rolled snake eyes. Yeah, doubles.
I mean, really though, if you ask a dog if his
no, I know.
Is the most important is an important person, yeah.
That's why I asked.
Yeah.
I thought it would be hilarious.
No, that was wonderful.
Decided by JJ and aliens.
Yeah. Decided JJ is the most important person in the world.
Especially since both of his fathers are ignoring the shit out of him.
So now the aliens and the book are going to want JJ.
And the demons.
They could end up being the same thing.
They could.
I have a feeling they are.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. So it works just like everything else. You pick the category. You each get one.
Yeah, I'm just reading the...
We have two tilts. Two tilts, Timmy.
Are we forgetting anything we need to bring in?
Carnival.
The carnival in the Hall of Mirrors.
I brought up the carnival.
Yeah,
no one wants to take me to the carnival.
I figured that's where everything was going to go down.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
It was like, no one taking me to the carnival, Scraps. We're going.
We definitely have the spell book. You guys, what did you have? Your...
Our paper blank.
No, I gave you that for...
I have the tell stuff here.
Oh, okay.
Where did it go?
Did
we
it fall?
Had one. We did have one.
We
is it?
Did I put it on the other side? I did not. Did you take it, Gracie?
Oh, I did it. we had weird sign. Oh, truth reading X-ray specs.
Yeah, didn't get to that yet.
All right, so we got those two elements to work in.
And we've been looking at the strange lights.
Yeah,
in space.
We have.
Oh, truth revealing.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go with innocence.
All right. I got it.
Innocence is a three.
We got no fives.
We got no fives, but we don't need no fives.
Mine's going to be a mayhem. That's a one.
Do I still pick more, or do I pick
you? Up? You can either pick the bottom one for yours or for mine.
So I would just like.
I always like to do it for the opposite one, but whatever you want doesn't really matter.
I would like to compliment Yaddle on his liking this tweet that showed up in my feed. This girl tweeted, so two of my classmates just asked our professor if her shirt is missing a second part. And I look on the picture, and the guy's shirt says, there are two types of people in this world. Those who can extrapolate from incomplete data.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's glorious.
I always like the one that said, there are 10 types of people on this planet. Those who understand binary and those who don't.
So also, there was a thread I was just reading on Reddit. The question was like, what would you do if Barack Obama showed up at your door with a suitcase and said, I'm going to stay with you for a few weeks? And one of the person's answer was, I'd ask him about all the aliens and shit. And they're like, someone's like, Then they'd have to, then, you know, he'd have to kill you. And someone's like, no, there can't be any aliens or shit. And he's like, how do you know? And then someone's like, 45 hasn't tweeted about it yet. And then they're like, good point.
45?
Trump.
A frantic chase.
For
mayhem.
Mayhem.
Okay, and I have to pick innocence. What do I have left? A 6, a 4, a 3, or a 1?
And then that started a thread going down. I was like, I wonder if there's like a group of people that decides, you know, what to tell the president. Or they just like voted not to tell Trump about the aliens. Like, what other stuff have they withheld from presidents?
Oh, collateral damage for sure.
That's it? Just collateral innocence?
Yeah, innocence. Collateral damage.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
That's perfect.
Hey, at least it's not something precious is on fire.
Yeah?
That's my favorite.
I was kind of hoping James was going to pick a wild animal is on the loose.
So. I was thinking about it.
Especially since we're going to the
carnival.
Yeah. It could be like
an elephant.
Yeah, or tigers.
Or all of them. All right. So I'll start. It's Halloween now. Scraps is back in the house and doesn't remember what happened.
No, not at all.
Scraps went to sleep. That's it. So it's about, we'll say 9 in the morning on Halloween. Is it a Friday or Saturday?
Maybe it's a Saturday.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
So, the sheriff is up because he never went to sleep the night before. And he...
I think whenever you read the book, you just don't need to sleep for some reason.
Yeah, it just kind of... Oh no, I only sleep for like an hour. And then I wake up feeling really refreshed. So, sheriff goes upstairs to JJ's room, knocks at the door. JJ, come on, get up. We got a lot of work to do today. Gotta save the world.
What?
Oh my God.
Gotta save the world.
I've only got an hour's of sleep.
What time is it?
It's 9 a.m.
I didn't get in till like 6.
Well, time to get up.
Saturday.
It's Halloween. We have to save the world. You can nap when the apocalypse is over. We've got bags to place all over town.
I got your toads.
Yes, I know. I already converted them into dust.
What? What?
Toad dust.
Yeah. Wait, when did you do that? When did you get up? When did you go to bed?
Oh, I just worked through the night. The fate of the world depends on it.
Yeah.
Come on, JJ. Fate of the world. Fate of the world. Kisses. Yeah,
all right. Scraps
got it. Yeah. All right, let's go. Let's go. All right, I'm getting... Do I have time to shower?
Scraps, like, jams his entire head into your mouth.
make it a quick one.
Do I have time to shower? And it pans out, and you're laying in your bed, and your clothes still covered in mud up to your knees.
Yeah, make it quick. I'll have a cup of coffee waiting for you.
Caffeine stunts your growth. What? I'm planning to get taller.
So like 20 minutes later you come downstairs, there's a cup of coffee and an Eggo waffle waiting for you.
Thanks, my favorite.
Yeah.
A Pop-Tart.
A cold Pop-Tart.
A cold Pop-Tart.
It hasn't even been popped yet.
Yeah, you ate the other one.
Yeah.
After you took it out of the toaster
oven. It's not even frosted.
Oh, God, it's one of the fair ones.
Thanks.
Yeah, strawberry Pop-Tart, your favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now listen.
Definitely my favorite.
So, the sheriff pulls out a map of the town and unrolls it on the table and like covers your Pop-Tart. You have to like pick it up and move it. I've marked all the locations and you can see there's like...
Why did you do this on paper? You could have just easily just pulled print, just used the tablet or the phone. The GPS.
No, this is easier, okay?
I don't know where this
paper. This is vellum.
No, this isn't paper. This is laminated paper.
But
I did it with a grease pencil so that I could wipe it off when we're done.
You just wiped off the marking where we need to go.
Oh, jeez, you pulled that. So look, there's like 24 markings all around, like making a circle around the town. All right, I need you
to go to each of these locations around the perimeter of town and put one of the bags there.
Yeah.
While you're doing that, you see that there's like a cross section that makes an X too. It's like, I'm going to do all these. And the very center is where the carnival is. We're going to go there.
We're going to the carnival?
Look, the only reason we're going to that stupid carnival is because the last bag has to be put up high. So we have to get it in the Ferris wheel.
Why not just put it on top of the big tent? The Ferris wheel moves, so it would potentially be at the lowest point as well as...
Fine. Well, I'm too big, so that means you're going to have to climb on top of the big tent.
You mean I get to go into the... and get to see...
No. You get to go onto the tent.
Yeah. I could go on.
All right. So he pulls out a big backpack and drops it in front of you. And you can just smell this awful stench of whatever's in these bags. Well, all right, so you have to put these here. I wrote down the incantation you have to say.
Wait, what?
Here. Every time you put one of them down at one of these spots...
I have to say this whole thing.
Yes.
This is like 3 index cards long.
It's all phonetic.
Yeah. You have to say it exactly. If you don't...
You think you give him one with a bunch of symbols, and then another two where it's written out.
Okay, look, I gave you one written in the original ACLO. If that doesn't work, I spelled it out phonetically for you.
Okay, thank you, because this is just symbols. This is not letters.
It's ACLO.
Yeah.
You say that like it's something I've heard before.
Have they taught you anything in school?
Yeah, like numbers, and science, and math, and history.
You don't need that.
Look. I don't need history. That happened already.
Okay. I spelled it out phonetically for you, too. So take those.
And now I'll be able to read
K-K-L-O.
It.
K-K-L-O.
Right. What's that?
A-K-K-L-O.
Okay.
Olga? What's that?
You'll see.
It's this programming language I created. Okay, or it might be 1K. Whatever. Okay, you got it?
Yeah, I can...
Call me if you have any trouble.
Alright, do I get to take scraps? Or are you taking scraps?
You can take scraps.
Don't worry, Chief. I'll protect him. If anything comes near him, I'll bark at it and tear its balls off.
Good boy, Scraps. Chief puts the hat on you. Who's a good deputy?
I'm a good deputy.
You're a good deputy.
I'm a good deputy, and his tail just wags.
Well, Gracie, you're a good deputy, too.
Gracie's like, but I don't have a hat.
No. She has a bandana, though.
Yeah.
And she does. She's very stylish in her bandana.
You know, I didn't even realize she had, like, taken it off for a few days.
Really?
And I didn't even notice it until, like, I was vacuuming the room and I was looking around and I, like, saw it on the floor. And I'm like, whoa, Gracie, your bandana came off. Okay. So, I think that's it.
It's a good thing no one likes to come near me anyway, because this bag would definitely chase them away.
You know what? I feel like that ended well for you.
Yeah.
Your son's doing what you want.
You can't dilly-dally. We have to get this all done by 5 p.m.
I have to walk all the way around town.
Well, you can take your bike.
With your dog and the smelly bag of toad corpses.
Okay, look, take your bike, we'll load it into the cruiser. I'll drop you off at the first spot.
All right, that's definitely going to save me a good amount of time.
All right, come on, let's go. We have to save the world.
I take a picture of the map so I have...
No, I made one for you.
Oh, okay.
This one's just paper, hold it. All right, and here's your compass.
Yeah, what? Okay.
So you can orient yourself.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah. I've used one of these before.
Give it. All right, yeah. James gets that.
No, you keep it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
In that case, fuck you.
No, I think that's...
I know. Oh, boy. All right. Chris, this is your upses.
All right. So just after you get dropped off at the first spot, you get a phone call.
Alright. Hello?
JJ, listen to me, listen. I need your help.
What's up, Professor?
I've triangulated your position based on your cell phone. I'm heading your way on my bicycle. I've got a
bag full of magnets. I need you to place them around the city in this map I've made for you. Now,
can you just email me the map?
Sure. But what I need you to make sure to do... well, first of all, I have to apologize. The way I made the magnets was... well, they stink. Like, physically smell bad.
Oh, it's...
kind of a sulfur smell. Just don't worry about it.
Oh, no. Not worrying about that right
but
now.
But you'll probably smell for, like, 3 or 4 days.
It's not like anyone comes close to me anyway.
Perfect. And then, listen... I need you to, after you place the magnets in these key positions, I've written out some index cards for you. And what I need you to do is write down the symbols of this language that I've interpreted from our friends in space. It's called Oka. So all you have to do is recreate the symbols in a bit of your own blood.
What?
Just a little.
I have to write in my blood at how many different locations?
Oh, 32.
That's a lot of blood.
Look, you just put a little bit of your blood into this paste I've made for you. Also, smells very bad. but, you know, just cut your hand a little bit and drip, like... a little bit of blood in there, and mix it up. Don't get any of it in the cut. It's very important. Your hand will fall off.
Oh, what? What is this mixture? Is it like a necrotizing fasciitis?
Yes, actually.
Oh. Great.
I mean, that's in there. That's not what it is.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, whatever you do, try not to rely on a compass. Because these magnets are very strong.
That's fine. I don't know how to use the compass anyway.
Perfect. All right, I see you. I'm hanging up. JJ, I'm over here.
Oh, hi.
It's the enemy, JJ. Stay back. Stay back.
Oh, your talking dog is with you. Hi, pup. Listen.
What?
One of these days, I'm going to catch you with drugs.
Yeah, keep wishing. Anyway, JJ, here's this stink bag full of awful magnets, and here's the stink bag full of, ink, we'll call it.
Ah, all right.
Ooh, JJ, that smells interesting. I want to smell it. I want to smell it all.
Right here, I'll just put the bag on the ground for you to smell.
Oh, that's awful. I want to keep smelling it.
All right,
oh, God, it's terrible. Oh, it's so interesting, though.
Anything I should be worried about in there?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Anyway, I have to go put some of these other magnets elsewhere in the town. So you get right on that, and I'm going to go take off immediately. Good luck!
Wait. The last one needs to be put in the circus?
Yes, probably on top of the Ferris wheel.
No, I'm sorry.
At the lowest point possible. So... maybe the bottom of the Ferris wheel, because it's so heavy and it sinks down.
You don't know how Ferris wheels work.
You know Ferris wheels rotate, right? It'll eventually be at the highest point as well.
No, not on one of the cars. On the bottom of the Ferris wheel.
Oh, okay.
You'll have to climb down in the gears and the mechanisms. Don't get crushed.
Yeah, won't get crushed.
Okay, good. And make sure... oh, the index cards, here.
And he hands you the cards, and the
Oka.
The Oka is exactly Oka. The same as what he handed you, except upside down.
Well, Scraps, I didn't think my life could get any more interesting than it did just now. Hey, are you... don't hump the bag!
It smells so interesting.
I gotta carry these.
Oh, look, you brought your talking dog. Wait, what?
Anyway, listen.
That's it.
I got that ended well for you.
Yep.
So, Jamez, it is your scene.
Yep.
Cans empty.
Yeah.
The cans.
Oh,
sorry. Cans are the cans.
Yeah.
I didn't hear what you said. And you're right next to me, which is weird. Well, Scraps, it looks like we have to go to these exact positions to place these two different items, which smell exactly the same, except different. Do they smell the same to you, Scraps?
No, they're both interesting, but in completely separate ways. This one smells like hatred and toads. And this one, well, it kind of smells like a combination of butts and dirt and magnets. I know what magnets smell like now. They smell bad.
They smell like things that aren't butts and dirt.
Well, I'm going to do both of these things. Hopefully that they cancel them out and then nothing happens and we can get spared any bad things that could happen to us.
I'm smelling a montage, JJ. I'm smelling a montage.
You're the best! Alright, it cuts to a long montage of JJ and Scraps riding around town, going to different locations.
And everybody just kind of looking at me and then going the opposite way or avoiding me entirely.
I imagine there's one scene where, like, you have to ride your bike past, like, the prettiest girl in school, and she's just like, oh, God, terrible look.
You're smiling at her, and she
smiles back and waves, and then you get closer, and she's like, oh, God, and, like, runs to the other side of the street.
Well, Scraps, my life is over in this town. When I'm 18, we're leaving.
It cuts again. You're involved in a bike chase with a bunch of bullies who are like throwing at you. And
they're throwing rotten eggs at you.
You've got Scraps in your lap
in the basket,
and he's barking at them. I'm gonna tear your balls off. You bastards! I'll tear your balls off.
One of the eggs hits one of your bags, but you can't tell because you can't smell it.
I'm sure we're probably all on the same page here, but all of the spots I told you to go to
are exactly the same
spots. Yeah. That's why I think I announced that when you were out of the room. Like, well, it looks like I have to do the exact same thing at the exact same spots.
Yeah.
We're gonna do both.
So there's like it cuts between you like placing bags and magnets and incanting and like slicing your fingers, like there's just cuts all over your hand. And you're looking paler and paler.
By the end you're like riding your bike like
we're going to the circus, Scraps. I'm finally going to the circus. And both my dad and my professor are going to be there.
I'm excited. We're going to go to the circus. The circus is exciting. What's the circus?
That's the. Remember, we're going to go to the circus, and you're going to go hump all the animals?
Oh, the animals. Yes, the elephants.
Just
want to hump them all. They're so big.
Yeah, yep, you're going to...
They're huge.
You're going to get to hump whatever you want to hump.
They can totally crush me.
Yes, they can. Just please don't get hurt, Scraps.
So the sun is starting to set as you're riding towards the carnival in the center of town. And you can see the lights come back in the sky and start, like, flitting around and moving.
Well, Scraps, tonight we figured out if what we did anything at all. It looks like the lights are getting a little bit more erratic.
They're converging, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's like getting clicked together.
They do that that like fire in the sky thing through the trees, and there's like a eerie green spotlight that shines down on you.
Oh,
ooh! Well, Scraps, we're finally here. We're at the circus, the carnival. Should we play the like carnival music and just have it on repeat?
No.
No.
Are you sure? I mean,
yes,
good
sure.
Idea, Ed.
No. Terrible idea, Ed. I still haven't forgiven you for that.
You were so on edge that night.
Gee, I wonder why.
All right, so the carnival is all
laptop
like
up next to you if you want to go to YouTube and get carnival music.
No, it has to be copyright free.
Yeah. Creative Commons carnival music.
There you go.
I'm sure there's some of it out there. So the carnival, the Calliope music is all like off key, and the lights like swim in and out of focus, and you're just like
the lights are all green for some reason.
I'm just super happy to finally be at the carnival. I'm gonna go play a quick game.
Also,
yeah. I think I'm gonna get some cotton candy scraps. I think I lost a lot of blood.
Need some sugar.
I think I need some sugar.
Okay, sugar. Good, good.
Listen, when I go to give the guy money, you bark at him something fierce so that he backs away, and I can say, thank you, sir, and walk away.
Okay. Gotta bark at the guy. Gotta bark at the guy.
So I guess,
hey,
crazy. I'm at the carnival with scraps.
You get your cotton candy,
for free.
And,
it ends badly for you.
Aww.
Not good.
Can have one good thing happen.
You say...
Fine, jeez.
I mean, it could end well for you. You are at the carnival, finally.
That's true.
Give him the good die. That way, you have.
I give him. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. We want it to end well for.
Yeah.
JJ's gonna have a good ending.
Yeah.
We want to have bad endings.
Scraps is up in the air. So JJ like sits on a bench at the carnival, and the camera dollies out, revealing him. Just he's just like. Wan and pale and haggard, and he's sitting there with his cotton candy and scraps on the leash.
I'm picturing it's a big bench.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there, and there's a wide space next to him, and people sitting far away, like scrunched together, like waving their hands.
Because he smells,
yeah.
But you're at the carnival, finally.
Yeah, I'm sitting there with a smile on my face, but I look dead to the world. But I'm at the carnival, so I'm finally...
And you look down, you just have one magnet and one bag left.
You played a game, right?
Yeah.
You should have won X-ray specs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. So you go up to a game of throw a ball, son, only a dollar.
Oh, all right. All right.
Your slipper tastes.
Must be real good.
I throw
a ball. Knock down the milk bottles and win a prize.
All right.
Bing!
You knock them all down and... well done!
How did you beat my rigged game? I mean, here's your prize!
Now,
cool answer specs.
Take it and get out of here. They're like, they live glasses. You put them on and it's like, obey, submit, consume.
That's so cool!
All right, so I guess the scene ends with me on the bench with my glasses and the dog and the cotton candy with a big smile and everyone just as far away from me as possible.
All right. Scraps.
All right. I don't know where Scraps' story is going from here, but I'm going to establish... I kind of like the idea of a tragic ending for Scraps, so I'm going to say it ends badly for me. I'm going to resolve, rather. Excuse me.
Do we want to say that... You just teleport back to this, that weird dimension.
I was thinking, but he doesn't actually, like, go. It's, like, a mental thing.
Okay.
So he's just, like, sitting there.
Or we can start with, we have frozen time for you. Okay. No one will know you are gone. Either way. Okay, that was it.
All right, so there's like a moment... It sort of echoes the moment we did the flashback earlier where Scraps is like sitting at JJ's feet, and then he just sort of like bolts upright and looks up, and all of a sudden he's in this.
And you can see down below, you can see JJ and yourself sitting at the bench.
This is weird. I don't like this. Where am I? Where's
back with friends?
Okay. No. I'm supposed to be with JJ.
You
I'm supposed
are to protect with JJ. Observe.
But he's down there, and that's not me. That's another dog.
That is you.
That's a bad dog. I'm a good dog. I need to...
That's a bad dog. He's not protecting JJ.
JJ is the most important.
Of course. That's why I need to protect him.
You are protecting him.
That is why we need him.
How can I protect him if I'm up here and he's down there?
You'll be back soon. But everything you are was a gift from us.
We forged your stone.
We forged your intelligence.
We forged your master's father's book.
I don't know what that means, but I gotta get to JJ. JJ! JJ, I'm here! JJ! JJ!
He's just not listening.
The book with the smells.
Yes, the smell book.
You made the smell book?
Yes, we made the smells and the book.
So you're the demons, but you kidnapped me, so you must also be the aliens. I'm supposed to be barking at you, but I'm not barking at you.
There is no barking.
You're not barking because you're a good boy.
Good boy.
No, I'm not a good boy. I'm not a good boy. JJ.
Good boy. Good.
The echoes.
Yeah.
Good boy. JJ. Bring JJ up JJ. To the Ferris wheel.
Yes, the Ferris wheel.
So, Ferris wheel.
And I've
yeah, Scraps is like calls to JJ, no, it's not me. Don't go with him. Bite his balls off.
I have this image like this long like skeletal hand reaches out of the darkness into your light.
Yeah,
and like just touches the gem on your collar, and then it flashes back down.
Hey JJ, let's go on the Ferris wheel. Yeah. Do you want to actually take over for Scraps for the scene? Because obviously I'm not in control anymore.
No, I think that was it. Yours.
Okay,
hey, JJ,
yeah.
Let's go on the Ferris wheel.
Hey, JJ, let's go on the Ferris wheel.
Oh, we gotta go there anyway to put the magnet in this bag that smells really bad on there.
come on, let's go.
All right, let's go to the Ferris wheel. All
right, did you get a die yet?
Yeah, I did. I was
all right. Yeah,
I got a bad die.
Hi. Get your paws off the table. Yeah. still off. I was thinking before about that time I was trying to teach her how to paw.
Yeah.
And I was like crouched in front of her holding a treat in my hand over here. And I'm like, paw, paw. And I'm like picking up her paw and showing her how to shake it. And after a minute, she just got tired. Just like reached over and grabbed the treat out of my hand and ran away to go eat it.
There you like, go, Grayson. Okay,
all right.
That's the way to do it.
No, she learned that. I did it before. I did this morning and she pawed. Anyway. Yeah, so I think it's like a minute later, and the sheriff is pulling up into the parking lot of the carnival. He gets out. He's like, all right, I told JJ to meet me on that bench. And as he's walking in, he sees Algabats. Algabats.
Pendergast.
What are you doing here?
I'm just experimenting. I need the Ferris wheel.
Well, you're going to have to wait.
Yes, there's quite a line. I'm able to see it as well.
I meant you're going to have to wait until I'm done.
Done what?
Experimenting.
You don't know the first thing about experiments.
Fine.
What if you taught me?
I would if you hadn't just failed me every time.
I wouldn't have failed you if you paid attention.
Well, I tried. I had attention problems.
Yes, clearly you still do.
The things I could do to you, old man.
If only you were more like your son.
What do you mean?
He's smart.
Yeah, I know. That's why he's helping me.
He's helping you do what?
To stop the lights from destroying the world.
He's not helping you do that.
What do you mean? Yes, he is. He's been out all day.
He's been helping me draw the lights in closer to save us from the world.
Why would you want to do that? They're obviously here to destroy us.
I don't care what they're here to do to you.
Oh, okay. Here it is. Typical Prendergast. Only cares about himself.
Algabats.
Yeah.
Well, I was still right.
Oh, like you're any better.
I'm sheriff of the, I'm sheriff of this town. Of course I'm better. My whole life is helping other people.
You're only sheriff, so you can wave your big dick around.
No, that's what you got arrested for.
That was a false charge. You made it up.
That's not what the judge seemed to think.
That's because the judge is your friend. You play golf with him every week.
Yeah. Let him win, too.
Also, now, just if he was arrested for that, no way he'd be anywhere near a school ever.
That's true.
It's a small town.
Yeah.
Hand wavy. He's tenured.
I think that might do it, actually.
He's tenured.
I'm tenured.
It's a good thing I'm tenured.
Now look, stay out of my way so I can save the world from those demons and from you.
I will do no such thing. You stay out of my way until I am rescued by the lights and brought away to enlightenment, something you would never understand.
You're a crazy old man.
You're a crazy young man.
At least I'm young.
Not for long.
Now, where is JJ?
As you walk away, I keep yelling, "Do you hear me? Not for long.
Longer than you've got."
Tickets, please. Tickets, please.
I'm going to say you spot JJ boarding the Ferris wheel.
Okay.
And you got the last burn-in on Alcobat.
But you just want to give me the white die so I'd have the worst possible outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. All right. So Algobats.
Well, I'm going to take this white die so I have a worse outcome. And you guys can tell me what I'm doing.
I guess you also spot AJ.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's what you're here for. I would think that we're both, like, running up.
Right.
And by the time we get there, the door to the Ferris wheel is already closed.
Yeah.
And it's, like, moving. Like, he's a little off the ground.
Right. Ooh, I got an idea. The ride operator, come on, you guys getting on? Together, right?
No.
Yes, it's the only way.
I'll get on first.
No, I'll get on first. We'll be like, pushing each other. Fine, go. You go first.
I was gonna say, you got the white tie.
I know.
Yeah. I guess you can let him on if you have to.
Alright, jeez. try not to kill each other.
No promises.
I always try not to kill him.
Don't have to call you, sir.
So we get
I can't. I'm sorry. I should say better men than him have tried.
there's just a moment where you guys are sitting there, yeah, stone silence, arms crossed, with the fucking carnival.
You better not interrupt my incantation.
I don't need to say a word. I'm just going to write these symbols.
Fine.
Why do your symbols say the same thing as mine?
What? This is the ancient language of magic.
No, that's Olka.
No, it's Aklo.
You're holding it upside down.
No, you're holding it upside down.
It's the same thing. Turn yours around.
Wait. Where did you get that from?
It's the alien language. They've been beaming it into my brain.
Mine
came with their science rays.
No. This comes from the ancient witch's spell book with their magic. They imparted the knowledge to me. Or she has imparted the knowledge to me.
Well, that couldn't be true, because that doesn't exist.
Well, then how do you explain me having this?
You probably just copied me when I wasn't looking.
What?
And you did a bad job. Yours is upside down.
You both hear a whisper. Algobats, are you ready? We are going to take you and the boy. You hear it too.
That's the witch.
It's not the witch.
As we promised. Wait. You made a deal to let them take my son?
I never said a thing about that. Oh, well, I did tell JJ he could come with me, but I didn't tell them that.
Wait, so you're trying to kidnap my son?
I wasn't kidnapping him. He was coming quite willingly.
He's a minor. That's kidnapping. You're not his legal guardian.
Ah, well, guess what? You'll never get us in space.
Well, you're not in space yet. And I start reading the incantation.
Read as much as you want. It's too late. I've already written mine in blood. When you reach the top of the Ferris wheel, we will take you and the boy. Nah, 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 nah.
What if he's dead before then? You pull out my gun.
I'm not afraid of your pea shooter.
It ends well for him. So
I know.
The gun in your hand begins to glow that unearthly green, and it gets super hot in your hand.
No, instead of that, it glows that unearthly green, and then just disappears.
I love it.
What? Oh, boy.
Had your chance to give us the boy, Jacob, but you refused. We found another way.
I'm not going to give you my son.
And I'm going to say the camera like dollies up or cranes up to the car above.
The boy and his dog.
Yeah, and you're just like, oh, JJ, we're so high up. We're high up. We're high up. I'm scared. I'm scared.
Don't be scared.
It's awesome. It's awesome. It's great.
Yeah, I know. You're fine. You're fine. Don't worry.
We gotta go with them. They're gonna take us.
Wait, what?
They're good. They're gonna take us.
Who's they?
They're gonna take us away from this. They're friends.
They're friends?
They told me I was a good dog.
You are a good dog. Wait, who's taking us?
They're gonna take us.
I guess that's where my scene would start.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Mine ended when I switched to your seat.
JJ, you gotta go with us. You're not happy here.
No, I'm not, but it doesn't mean I like change. I mean, what? I wanted, what?
There's nothing for you here in this world.
Whoa, that's dark, man. That is really, really dark.
You deserve
dark.
So much more.
I'm aware, yes, I do. But
you're the most important person in the world.
Thank you, Scraps. You're the most important person to me, too. Well, animal to me, too. I mean, you came to the carnival with me. So, who's taking us?
My friends. I met them last night.
Like there's a choice.
No.
Yeah.
They came from the lights.
Wait, what?
They took me to the dark place. They petted me. They told me I was a good dog.
Yes. Definitely a good dog.
They made my gemstone.
Oh. So, I thought Dad made your gemstone.
But they're the ones who powered it. It is their magic. It is their science.
Oh, okay.
You start to hear, like, a whisper, like, on the edge of your ear, just like,
Jay.
Hello? Do we, like, suddenly find ourselves not on the Ferris wheel anymore?
No, you're still on the Ferris wheel.
I think...
It's at that point where the Ferris wheel gets to the top and stops.
I think there's, like, a vortex, kind of a portal-looking thing starting to open in the cloud.
The lights...
The lights converge.
Yeah,
the lights right above like, converge and start, like, spinning around each other really fast. And all of a sudden there's just, like, a green spotlight. It goes, boom.
Right onto you.
Scraps? I'm glowing green.
Let go, JJ. Go with them.
I, there's nothing really to hold on to let go of. But
don't fight it, JJ.
JJ, don't do it.
I'm fighting it.
JJ, wait for me.
You look down. You see the thing next to you is like rocking back and forth. Now, is this, I guess we should establish, is this one of those Ferris wheels where you're just, like, in a seat next to each other, or is it one of those, like, basket ones that has a roof and, like, a whole
cage? It's just the seat next to, yeah. So there's this, like, it's like...
Well, then how would the dog get on?
Well, the ones with the seats next to each other, it's, you got the hit, you got the bar that comes down to protect you. But the carriage ones, you can actually just sit and walk around.
It's probably, otherwise the scraps couldn't be there.
I mean, I feel like we're bending the rules a little bit. So, like,
sure, his dog's on the Ferris wheel.
I mean, they forced you to get onto on the Ferris wheel with someone you obviously
you have to go in pairs.
Right.
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't let a dog on the Ferris wheel, even if it was a cage.
I don't. So.
But he's a smart dog.
It's true.
Yeah. He pretended to be a person for 5 minutes.
He just walked on side legs.
That's my people.
He was wearing the hat.
Oh, he thinks he's people. All right. I mean, he's got a hat. Dogs don't wear hats, so.
Don't fight it, JJ. It can be good. It can be beautiful.
No, I'm fighting this. I do not want to go.
Fight it, JJ!
JJ, make them wait!
Why don't you just take the old man?
Yes, listen to JJ.
We don't want him. We need the most important person.
I'm so important.
He is much more important than
a speck. JJ is the most important.
Yes.
Oh, great. I'm finally someone who realizes that I'm most important when I smell like this and covered in that and I'm pale from no blood.
The odor was important.
It lets us identify you.
It helps us reach the gap.
He's just rubbing his temples right now.
Pleasant.
Show it. You must be our vessel, JJ. Are you lightheaded from the blood loss? You need to be lightheaded.
Let us show you the way.
Give in to the light. We can make your head heavy again. Go to sleep, JJ.
Oh, it does end badly for you.
Yeah, so I guess I start fading out. Just all of a sudden, it's just going black.
We are your friends, JJ.
So I'm at this point, I figure JJ is like feet up in the air, grabbing onto the.
Oh, he fell out. Safe,
no.
Getting sucked up.
He's being pulled.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, never mind.
He's holding on for dear life, so he doesn't get sucked into the light. He finally like just like lets go and closes his eyes, and there's this like slow motion shot of him rising up into the air. Excuse me, I'm getting a little choked up about this.
I think the two of us scream out, "No, JJ, come back!" at the exact same time.
My thinking, since it scraps the scene,
and this is what I was going to say was, Scraps is still in his ethereal bubble in nowhere, watching this play out underneath him as JJ like rises into the air. And JJ, no, they're bad, don't do it. And he like bares his teeth, and there's a moment where the gem glows a little bit brighter, but then Scraps like tears off his own collar.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say like the gem flickers,
yeah,
and he's back in his body because they're concentrating on JJ and Scraps.
He manages to overpower it, like rips off the collar, and jumps and like grabs JJ out of the air, and the two of them go like tumbling, and then they hit the ground and.
Oh, they fall through the tent and land in the Hall of Mirrors.
I like it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
See, I was going to say, Scraps, like, leaps up and grabs his arm, and they both just, like, kind of slowly keep going.
Okay.
But do you want to say, like, they fall into the Hall of Mirrors?
I mean, this should be in the other...
Where you're getting sucked into. So he jumps out of there.
Okay.
And knocks you back down.
Oh, and the Scraps of the Ferris wheel just, like, poofs. And it's gone.
I like it. I like that better. I like that too.
Yeah.
We'll retcon. Scraps like is clawing at the bubble, and he jumps out of it, down out of the light. Puts both paws on JJ, pushes him out, and the two of them go tumbling to earth.
And they land, bam, in the Hall of Mirrors.
All right.
But that's the last. All right. That's the last scene.
All right, let's roll.
Rolled.
That was better than it probably should have been.
Four black.
Five white.
All right, so let's go.
Wow, James rolled James. All right, that's the best possible black.
We got a nine black.
Oh, wow.
James, we'll start with you.
At five white.
Five white. Miserable. You are humiliated in a big public way, and whatever reputation you once had is now in dirty little pieces all around you. You'll never think of these days without a shudder of horror at your own aggressive stupidity.
That's fair. James, what'd you have? 12 white?
Mm-hmm. 12 white. Not too shabby. You've made out with your dignity intact, though through some fluke. There might even be a little profit or self-respect or something. Time to throw a little party for all your friends.
I don't have any friends. And I'm pretty sure my friend just died saving me.
Well, let's see.
Chris? Mine is 9 black, which is probably not how it should end for me.
9 black. Nothing to write home about. Back to where you started. Maybe sore and broke, just like yesterday and tomorrow. You probably learned something, though, like how to do it right next time. Next time.
I mean...
And what'd you get, Ryan?
I got 4 black. Savage. Savage is in something is broken or mashed. Maybe you've got a permanent limp and a bad reputation. Plus, you totally fail.
Mm.
I mean, I'm kind of saying fuck the end tables. I think that. That Scraps McWoof died saving his best friend.
I feel like maybe we shouldn't go that dark, because that would be a really bad ending for James, too.
I guess so.
But you broke off your collar, so you can't talk anymore.
Yeah, I can't talk anymore.
And maybe, like, you had to get, like, your leg amputated.
Or,
so
I'm a Luigi now.
Yeah.
I have a little dog cart.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, like, you're paralyzed or something.
Yeah, you get that.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. And he lets me wear the hat.
Yeah.
I put the hat on him every time.
But you don't get it anymore.
Yeah.
Because you're not smart anymore.
I just love it.
Or maybe you are and you can't talk, which is even worse.
That's, yeah. I mean, I feel like Scraps wasn't all that self-aware. But, I feel like...
I feel like his personality would really be altered too much.
No.
Yeah. Just the fact that now he can't communicate with us.
And he's a little less, like, enthusiastic and...
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a wounded pup. But,
And now the squirrels do their best to take advantage of that.
who's nuts you're tearing off now? Yeah, I feel like the sheriff goes home and destroys the book. Or maybe he gets home and finds that the book is just gone.
I like it. I like it. And Professor Algobatz goes back to his lab and keeps trying to make contact with the alien.
Yeah, he just sighs, knocks everything that's on his desk that he was working on into the trash. And flips on his machine and sending out the message again.
Oh, there goes that.
Just, go in the garden, flips on the machine and just stares at it.
I think JJ,
go ahead.
I think, you know, we've had the Hall of Mirrors and the chase scene for Mayhem. I thought there would be chasing through the Hall of Mirrors.
We didn't have collateral damage either.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And, Scraps was
kind of...
collateral damage.
There's nothing more innocent than an animal.
I think we moved after this whole ordeal, I think.
Okay, we moved to a different town.
Yeah, it's just...
You were ousted as sheriff, but now you don't practice magic and you don't have your police job anymore, so you get to spend more time with your son, so that's kind of a happier ending for you.
I get to start over new in a new town where nobody knows that, here's the stinky kid with the backpack.
On the bike playing
mariachi
music.
Yeah, that happens every night.
It does?
Just about. I've seen him a few times. Whenever I like Gracie, not whatever, but sometimes I like Gracie out.
Well.
He comes riding by. Anyway, yeah, so we move. I get like a private security job with regular hours, and, you know, we spend more time together.
Yeah. I actually did a date.
Wow.
Yeah. Nobody knows me as this stinky, weird sheriff's son that's a student's pet.
Yeah.
There's a shot of you with,
and
you know,
I get plenty of sympathy because I have a wounded dog.
Dog, yeah. There's a shot of you on the couch with your date, like holding hands, and Scraps is there with the hat on with his head like in your lap.
I think that's like a perfect ending for him.
All right, now we need a title for this one. It has to have like a dog in it somehow.
Yeah, we gotta think about that one.
I got nothing clever.
Yeah.
All right, we'll think.
Yeah.
Sorry, listeners. That makes for good listening.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, by the time we post this, there will be some sort of title.
So look at the incredibly witty thing that this podcast...
But if you have a better suggestion than whatever amazing thing we came up with...
Be sure to let us know in the comments.
Yes. All right. Yeah, I thought that went pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't use some stuff.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, we always let something fall by the wayside.
Yeah, we always forget about something.
I mean, I feel like the more important thing is telling a satisfying story.
I mean, we remember to at least go to the carnival, even if we didn't go to the Hall of Mirrors in particular.
Yeah. And you did get the X-ray specs, even though they weren't revealing.
Or maybe they were, and you never put them on.
You put them on.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, we said they're like the they live.
Yeah. Well, maybe he just always saw truth anyway.
Yeah. Maybe he just had truth-revealing eyes, and that's why the X-ray specs didn't do anything.
Or, Didn't we say something about how JJ saw like the skeletal hands touching the gem?
So I thought we said Scraps saw that.
Yeah, that was Scraps.
That's right. Okay.
Well, maybe you saw a skeletal hand reaching out to grab you.
Right. Or yeah, you could have looked up into the light and saw what it really was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you looked up into the light, and it was just a light, and you put on the glasses.
And because you had those sunglasses,
X-ray glasses.
You could see all the hungry alien demons.
Yeah.
Which we never specified what was what, so it could have been aliens, could have been demons.
They were alien demons.
Alien demons.
It was always the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was the whole point. Yeah.
They were from a sky hell.
Yeah.
Like sky.
It's like a sky ball, but with taxes. All right. Anyone have any last will thoughts?
No.